Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I want to read to you Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I'm reading you that because, hold on, I just bumped my notes here on the phone. I'm reading that to you because what Brother Jim and I have seen in our life is that obviously is true. The more we focus on the things of God, the more those things of the earth seem lesser, and God seems to always take care of us with those basic needs that we have in our life. Now, for this audio here, I just kind of wanted to focus on the last part, the last sentence, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want to say that also works in our ministry on how God leads and guides us, and if we're true, we're obedient, we're zealous for good works, and we're doing the work that he's put before us in our ministry, he continues to add unto that. And like, for instance, we are where we are in our ministry right now, traveling and with the websites and the different blogs, because we've been diligent, obedient, and it seems like God just keeps adding to it. And I think you'll notice that in your life, if you haven't already, that as you're obedient in your ministry, God will give you more to do, which is a wonderful thing, because if you're truly born of God with the Holy Spirit within you, you want to minister to others, whether it's believers, whether it's to minister to the world with the gospel, shining your light, being an obedient woman as your witness. This is a burning desire within you. So if you have patience and day after day diligence, you just do what the work that the Lord has set before you, he will add unto it. One thing that we've noticed in ours is almost every year something changes or is added unto. Like this year, we just decided to do children's teachings. And another one that Brother Jim's been bringing up to me lately is for me to do more audios. Now, ever since I started the sisters' blog, he's always encouraged me to incorporate videos and audios into it, so that way it'd add, you know, more depth to it. And I did at times, and then I didn't, and I kind of come and go. To be honest with you, for me, it's a whole lot easier to write, because you can write, you can stop, you can start whenever you feel led. If you don't feel good, you can, you know, finish it up later. It's easy to sit there and think about it all, plan it all out, and I don't know, it just flows out my fingers probably better than it does my mouth. And anyway, so Brother Jim's kind of put it on my heart, and my spirit wants to. My flesh just needs to be pushed along a little bit outside its comfort zone. Brother Jim mentioned putting a page up on don'tperish.com, our main ministry website, and calling it Sisters, or Audios for Sisters, or something like that. Sisters Audios. And what that will be is just more audios of me sharing what's been going on, maybe going back over some teachings on things for women, head covering dress, maybe some experiences, putting it more vocally than just written word, which the written word is perfectly fine. We don't all have the same kind of ministry. And let me just say this, this works really well for me, because the ministry that we're in, Brother Jim is out preaching, teaching. We got all our blogs and everything. It only stands to reason that I might kind of help balance the other side of him with more audios for women. Just shows everybody more of who we are and more of a depth into what we're teaching and the love that we have to share the Word of God with everyone. And why Sisters Audios? That was actually a title Brother Jim brought up for me, or the subject of it anyway, was this morning when I said, you know, I really got to start doing some more, get those audios going. And he goes, well, today's a good day for it. And I said, yeah, but I don't even know what to start with the title. I think I mentioned before, I'm horrible with titles. I'm actually horrible in many different ways when it comes to writing, reading, thinking, because I overthink it, I overdo it, and I don't trust in the Lord to let it flow. And I need to work on that. I mean, I'm not going to say I never trust. I often do, but not enough. Sometimes I make too big of a deal about it until you just jump in and go, which is what I'm doing right now. I have no notes except for some scripture verses, and I'm winging it. And this is all out of love for the sisters. The reason I do this, let me give you a quick example. Writing letters. We see that God's word is written, and it's an awesome thing. It's a wonderful gift. But today, we have more technology. We can call somebody on the phone. We can drive to meet them. We can fly somewhere. Well, used to be able to anyway before all this going on. And the internet. I know a lot of people have issues with the internet, but if you're listening to me, you're on the internet already. And it can be used for a good tool for God if we use it in the right way and if we put the protective borders up around us as we're going in there to use just specifically things to glorify God. Now, we're all scattered all over the world where the Lord has us. We're all shining our light where He has us, but we can meet on the internet. And I just wrote a post about this, how we can encourage one another. And we have these various means to do it, and each of us will do it in our own calling, in our own way. Everybody has something different. We're all one body, but we all have different parts and different things that we can do. Well, Brother Jim is encouraging me to step out and do a little bit more, and that would be more audios. And I don't exactly know what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, but what I want to do is do it more regular. So let me paint a picture here. Why do audios? Because it adds another depth to it. So I started out saying, you know, the written word is wonderful, like as if us sisters got thrown in jail and we're all in different cells and we couldn't see each other. But there's a little crack under the door, and maybe one of the jailers gave us a piece of paper every day and we could write a little note to our sister and slide it underneath there. And the other one could pick it up and read it. And you know how joyous that would be to know you can't see your sister, but you got a message from her. And how encouraging would that be for your day, just to know today I know my sister is still there and she's still striving and holding on to the truth. Well, what if they allowed us to poke a little hole in the wall and we could speak to each other here and there and get a message back and forth, and you could hear that sister on the other end, other side of the wall. You still can't see her, but you can hear. You can hear her love, her inflection, her zeal, and whatever it is that the Lord would put in her spirit to speak to you that day, whether it's something big and deep or whether it's just something simple of her saying, you know what, I made it through the day. I didn't fall away. I didn't turn away. I struggled with some sins. I was victorious over sins. Whatever it is that a person has in their life, just knowing that a sister did not turn away from the faith, that she pressed on through, that she obediently followed God's word. Is that not encouraging? So I guess what I'm saying is, you probably hear a little bit, I'm a very zealous person. So is Brother Jim. Even when I don't feel good, I still have a zealousness and a joyousness about it. And I guess maybe audio might help lift some of you up, inflect that into you, and help bring you through some of these dark days. So why sisters audios? After 8 minutes of not even figuring out what I was going to say, praise God, I made it through it. I didn't mess up. I didn't lose my train of thought. And here we are at the end. I'm hoping to make a whole lot more of these. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, it was actually kind of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully this has been edifying to you. This would be the first one that I put on the page for don'tperish.com, and I will also link it in the sisters' blogs or sisters' blog posts. And I guess that's about all I have to say, except more of God's word here. I want to read the reason why I want to do this. One of the reasons why. I love my neighbor. I love my sisters. But here I want to read three scripture verses. Ephesians 4:12. Brother Jim's always asking modern pastors, what is the purpose of the New Testament body? And the answer is Ephesians 4:12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. I want to edify you, sisters. 1 Corinthians 14:12. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. I want to be zealous to edify you, sisters, in the body. And 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. So that's my whole main point. I want to encourage you, sisters, don't turn away, don't grow weary, and just keep pressing forth day after day. No matter what the Lord has you do in your life or your ministry and your calling, just keep going forward. And I'm here to cheer you on. I hope you have a joyous evening, and may God be praised.